fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo Silver, the Lone Ranger. During the frontier days, no one had greater confidence in the future of the western United States than the masked rider of the plains. He believed the new territory should be a land of opportunity, and by fighting for right against might and upholding law and order with all his strength and courage, he made possible the winning of the West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading west! Sal's waiting on the trail ahead! Hurry on, Silver! Away!
The Lone Ranger stood with one hand on the saddle of his great horse, Silver, and listened with a puzzled frown to a message brought to him by his faithful Indian companion, Tonto.
And you're sure Ezra's in no trouble, Tonto? Did he tell you that?
Him seem plenty happy.
I'm glad to hear it. But in that case, I don't understand why he's so anxious to see me.
Him not say.
Just insisted that you bring me there, eh?
Not right.
We've been summoned many times, Kemosabe, but never yet by anyone who didn't need help. But if Ezra's really anxious to talk to me...
You go?
Of course. Yep. Ready, Tonto? And come.
I'll still...
Get him up, Scout!
Old Ezra Stokes, well into his 70s, was a fine-looking man in spite of his age. His hair was silvered and his shoulders bent, but his face revealed a deep and sincere kindliness that had survived many struggles and misfortunes. His wife, whose character matched her husband's, stood beside him in the window of their living room as they watched the Lone Ranger and Tonto rein up outside.
Ezra, it's him. It's the masked man. Tonto brought him. Oh, I'm so excited, I just can't wait.
Oh, wait till we tell him. It'll please him something fierce. Come on, honey, we'll let him in.
Howdy, friend.
Hello. Come in. We're so glad you could come.
Fella says you wanted to see me, Ezra.
You tell him, Ruth.
No, Ezra, you tell him. It was your idea. Plan 16 for me to take your pleasure away.
This all sounds very mysterious.
Got you puzzled, eh?
You have.
Oh, go on, Ezra, tell him. You're the most exasperating body when you want to be.
Friend?
Yes, Ezra?
Recollect 4 years ago when Ruth here was ailing. It was snowing fit to kill with drifts as high as the house. And we figured she'd never pull through unless we could get a doctor.
I remember.
Well, that was when we first met up. You said you'd help us. You rode out in that blizzard all alone when there wasn't another man that would risk it. You brought the doc back with you on Silver, and Ruth got well.
No one was happier than I was that she did.
Except me and Ruth. Well, that ain't neither here nor there, except that I wanted to remind you of what I told you when you left.
I don't recall it.
I tried to thank you, recollect? And you wouldn't even listen.
Oh?
You said the best thanks you could get would be for me to help out somebody else in my turn if I ever got the chance.
I believe I do recall that now.
Well, that's just what I'm going to do. And in a way I'll bet you never figured on.
We're going to give away everything we got.
What's that?
Oh, it ain't as bad as it sounds, friend. We ain't out of our heads. No. I'll tell you. That day when you was here set me to thinking. I got to thinking how Ruth and me'd come west without hardly a plug-to-bit piece to our names and done so good ever since. Honey, you call to mind the day we settled here?
See if I'd ever forget. Friend, you wouldn't hardly believe how poor we was. Wasn't church mice, even. Poor Ezra. I'd patched his clothes for him so many times he weren't nothing but patches.
But we prospered, friend. We've gone from a sod hut to one of the finest ranches in the state.
Yes?
Friend, this has been a mighty fine cattle country. But if you look around, you'll see where it's got the makings of a heap more. It's got fine soil. It'll grow anything except for one trouble.
There's not enough water.
Just so. With water, there could be towns where my cows are grazing right now. Whole families could live off of what could be raised on ground that now just does for a couple of steers. Why, I can see how 10 times as many folks could make livings here.
You intend to do something about it?
We're going to sell all our cattle and all our land. Ezra's going to take the money we raise and bring irrigation to this section.
Irrigation?
Oh, it can be done all right. I've looked into it. It would mean damming Snake River, of course, and building ditches and buying the land that'll be needed. But it can be done, and I'm going to do it.
And we wanted you to know first of all, because you're the one put the idea in Ezra's head.
I'm glad you've told
me. When it's finished, I'm going to fix it up so it's owned by the county for the use of everybody.
Uh-huh. Ezra.
Yeah?
I think you're planning one of the finest things anyone has ever attempted in the West.
It's fun just thinking of it.
But it won't be easy.
Oh, I know that.
And remember this.
Huh?
For every man who's unselfish enough to think of the common good, there are 100 who'll prey on him for their own selfish ends.
An hour later, the Lone Ranger and Tonto were riding slowly across the prairie on their way back to camp.
What you think?
Huh?
Tonto say, what you think?
No, I'm sorry, Tonto. I wasn't listening. I was thinking about what Ezra just told us.
Him fine feller.
He and his wife are splendid. As long as they have no dependents, they can do nothing finer than what they planned. But Ezra will need advice and aid. He can't undertake this alone.
Oh, him got help?
So he told us. Benson and Cobb, his lawyer.
Who, Benson?
A neighbor of Ezra's, another rancher.
Oh.
Cobb will look after the legal end of things for him. Benson's supposed to help him dispose of his own holdings and buy the land needed for his project without letting the word get out.
Them keep secret?
It'll have to be kept secret until the land is purchased, at least. Otherwise, Ezra would find himself paying double prices for what he must have.
Not right.
Well, one thing worries me, however.
What's that?
I'd never heard of Benson before, but Cobb is well known. And I've been told he's not above shady practice when he thinks the occasion calls for it. Tonto, we're not leaving the district as we planned.
And what we do?
We're staying to see that Ezra isn't cheated.
On that, good.
We're investigating Benson and Cobb. Come, let's get to camp quickly.
Get him up, Scout.
Come on, Silver. Come on, old fellow.
The masked man's suspicions of Benson and Cobb were well-founded. It was 3 days later that the pair were seated in Cobb's office in town when someone knocked at the outer door.
And it's likely Wiggins now.
I imagine. Come in.
Howdy, gent. You recollect what I told you, Injun. Next time, get out of my way. Blasted Redskins.
What's the matter? One of them getting away?
Pesky fool wouldn't move over when I wanted in. Had to walk around him.
The whole pack of them ought to be horsewhipped.
That didn't bother me again, he will be. Well, here I am, Cobb. Run over to the cafe. You said you've been looking for me.
I have been. Hey, sit down.
What's up?
Got a close mouth on you, have you?
Another deal?
Maybe.
Never heard me talk out of turn when we worked together before, have you?
I haven't. This is the biggest thing that's come our way yet.
Yeah? Must be right big. Benson in on it, too?
I am.
Fine. What's it all about?
We want you to buy every acre of land in this county that's for sale.
What with?
Benson and I are putting up the money. You just act as our agent. Secretly, of course. Our names can appear in this. Ah.
Sounds interesting.
It is. We're going to make ourselves fortunes. Ezra Stokes is going to help us.
Huh? Old Ezra? Now, look here, you don't expect me to swallow that, do you? Shucks, Ezra wouldn't do anything he didn't think was 100% honest if you tried to make him at the point of a gun.
He don't know he's going to help us.
Oh.
It's like this, Wiggins. Ezra's been getting a little soft-headed lately. He's got the notion he wants to do something for this section of the country. Something to pay it back for all it's done him.
Yeah? I don't savvy.
You wouldn't if you didn't know Ezra as well as I do. I won't go into all the details. The main thing is that he's decided to secure permission from the government, which he can do easily enough. Dam Snake River and divert the water to irrigate all this section through here.
Honest?
You think I'm joking?
Well, I'll be doggone. You know, Cobb, that ain't so bad. You could clean up plenty on something like that. It'd make land go up, and if he'd bought beforehand...
I'm afraid you don't understand.
Huh?
Ezra isn't doing this as a speculation. It's his gift to the county. He'll pay for the project out of his own pocket and establish a fund to continue his operation. But he expects to make nothing out of it himself.
You're a loco.
Crazy, isn't it? Well, it's the truth just the same. Anyone who wishes will be free to take advantage of the system. That means that every down-at-heels homesteader around here is going to find himself with a land worth a small fortune.
My God.
That is, if he still owns his homestead when the system is completed.
If he... Now I get it. Now I get it. That's where I come in. That's why I'm to buy up this land you mentioned.
Correct.
That's good. How'd you fellas get next to it?
Oh, we're Ezra's trusted friends. We want to see the county benefited just as much as he does. So he thinks.
And the fellas that really get the benefit of this...
will be you and Benson and I.
Cobb, this sounds great. I get the picture. Now let's figure out just how this is to be done.
You saw Wiggins meet them at Cobb's office, Tonto?
Not right.
He's a crook and a sneak. That little ranch he's got has been a hideout for every kind of outlaw, from rustlers to killers. Now I'm more certain than ever they're up to something to cheat Ezra. I'm only sorry you couldn't hear what they said.
Them in office.
I know, Kemosabe. You'd hardly have followed Wiggins inside. But there's one thing we can do.
What time?
Keep track of every move that Wiggins makes.
Several weeks went by. Ezra perfected his plan for the project that was to be the crowning achievement of his life. The Wiggins carried out his secret orders, and Benson and Cobb kept in close contact with Ezra. They acted as his agents, and every move he made was known to them.
Well, Ezra, you can look these over. You'll find they cover everything adequately. Authority from the government to dam the river at your own expense and according to the specifications you've agreed upon.
Thank you, Cobb. My, it seems good to know we're getting closer to what we want all the time. Everything's going slick as a whistle.
And I found a buyer for your brand, Ezra. Rancher from Wyoming way.
Fine, Benson.
You buy the whole lot and cull them out. Some you'll send to Kansas to winter feed, and the rest he'll take to his own range.
He'll pay good?
$50,000.
Mm.
Book count. And you round them up yourself.
That's a right good price.
Shows it pays to be honest, Ezra. Your reputation's paying you dividends.
Tain't me I want the cash for. Have to have it to pay for all I aim to do.
Ezra, when people learn what you've done, you'll have the thanks of every man, woman, and child in the state.
And I'll tell them what a friend of mine told me.
Yes?
To save their thanks. And if they're grateful, to show it by helping other folks the way they was helped.
An excellent suggestion.
Couldn't have put it better myself.
Well, I... What the...
Get inside.
Let me go!
Get in there.
Wiggins,
what are you... Master man. Friend, I thought you'd rode on long ago.
Tonto and I decided to stay, and I'm glad we did.
But I don't...
Wiggins.
Don't hit me!
Talk and talk fast.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. to continue our story. While Benson and Cobb stood by, the Lone Ranger forced Wiggins to tell the story of their treachery.
Well, it wasn't my scheme. I swear it wasn't. Cobb there was the one that got me to go in on it. It was him and Benson planned the whole thing.
Well, Ezra, there you are. Cobb and Benson, acting through Wiggins, have already bought out a good half of the homesteaders in the district. Not to mention several ranches that will be benefited.
Well, I'll
Each transaction was made in secret. Deeds to the land they've acquired haven't been entered yet at the county seat, and wouldn't have been until your plans had gone so far you couldn't draw back.
You fellas done that to me?
Wiggins, why couldn't you keep your mouth shut?
But the masked man had been checking up on me. He knew almost everything I'd done. What was the use of my denying it?
Look, Ezra.
Get out of my house.
But, Ezra,
I'll have the law on you fellows for this if it's the last thing I do.
Don't make threats you can't keep, Ezra.
You're not my lawyer no more. You're fired.
Naturally.
But I'll remind you that we've done nothing for which the law can touch us. If you doubt it, swear it or warrant.
I saw to that.
Is that so, masked man?
I'm afraid it is.
Tain't fair.
I know.
But there's one thing sure.
Yes?
You skunks ain't going to profit by this. I'm dropping the whole thing. Your schemes ain't going to do you one bit of good. Now get, like I told you.
On your way.
Come, Benson.
Ezra.
Yeah?
I'm sorry this had to happen. I know what it must mean to you, learning that men you had trusted, men you believed to be your friends, were dishonest.
I guess I had it coming to me. Even Ruth sold me 1,000 times that I'm too trusting.
I had no choice in the matter. I couldn't let them go on to profit by your plans to benefit the entire district.
Shucks, you're not to blame. I reckon it's just that a man's a fool to ever try and do anything to help anybody but himself.
If I thought that were all this had taught you, Ezra, I'm not sure I would have interfered.
Huh?
It's not good to be too trusting. But on the other hand, it's even worse to be too suspicious.
I ain't just sure I know what you mean.
Don't let one disappointment prevent your going ahead as planned.
But how can I?
Do you still trust me?
That's a funny question to ask. Seems like you are the only fellow I ever met that I could.
Will you do as I say?
What for?
I told you that your project would be a splendid thing for the district.
You mean I should go right on with it?
Yes.
But they bought all that land.
You do go on, Ezra. You have my word, they'll not profit by it.
But I don't.
Not only that, but I'll see to it they receive the punishment they deserve in spite of the fact that the law can't touch them.
You will?
I will.
Friend, one promise is worth another, I reckon. So you got mine.
Benson, Cobb, and Wiggins knew they were safe from the law. And 2 days later, they met at Benson's ranch house to discuss ways and means of meeting the new situation.
Benson, you and I have lost most of our money. It's tied up in the land we bought. The question is, do we sell again or do we keep it?
That depends.
Yes?
What Ezra plans. If he's still going through with the dam like he first figured...
Him? No one to be doing you fellas a favor? Don't act crazy.
If I were you, Wiggins, I'd keep my mouth shut.
But I'm
We've got you to thank for this.
You know doggone well there wasn't nothing I could help. I told you 100 times that, Master.
You should have been more careful.
I tell you...
At least you should have known you were being watched. Must have been blind. Holy incompetent fools,
I
ever...
off him for a while, Cobb. Ain't no use hollering about what's been done. That won't remedy nothing. Yeah, let's get down to brass tacks and see what we're to do.
There's only one comforting thing about this whole affair.
Yeah? Well, what's that?
We didn't have to pay exorbitant prices for that land. If we wished to sell, we should be able to dispose of it again for about what we paid. But I'm not sure. I'm
not sure of what?
But that isn't just what Ezra's waiting for us to do. He was pretty set on bringing irrigation to this district, Benson. Wouldn't surprise me if he were hoping to see us unload so that he could buy and go ahead.
Maybe.
But on the other hand...
Huh?
We have no use for the land as things are. If he has dropped his plans...
Then we should sell, huh?
Exactly.
Ain't there some way we could find out what he's going to do?
That's what I was coming to. That's our real problem. Give us the answer to that and the rest will be no problem at all.
I guess you're right. But there's a rub. He ain't going to say. And besides...
Benson... What is it?
Just go on talking like nothing was wrong, hear me? Go on, keep talking.
Yes, sir.
It don't matter what you say. The window's closed. Just don't act like anything was up.
But what's
go on, talk. I'm going through the kitchen and out the back door a second.
What do you suppose is wrong?
I don't know. I think he might have seen someone at the window. If he didn't, the fellow's still there. He'll have to take just one look at you to see he's been spotted.
But
look, natural man. Don't act like someone has a gun in your back.
You think you really seen somebody?
How should I know?
Who could it have been?
You think I'm a mind reader?
But I just...
What's the use of guessing? Benson will tell us what he saw when he comes back.
It couldn't be the law. The law ain't got nothing on us. has it, Cobb? The law couldn't do nothing, could it? I never
well,
did.
Well, for God's sake, shut up. Of course the law can't touch us, you idiot. You haven't a spine. All you've got is a yellow streak.
Oh, now, you look here. I guess I don't have to take that kind of talk from nobody, I don't. You can't say that I...
Wait, here's Benson.
He's lit out.
What?
The masked man. I knew doggone well it was him I seen looking in the window. Wiggins, toss me my coat.
Your coat? But what are you...
Quick!
What are you going to...
Follow him.
Yes?
There's a moon, and he was just riding away to canter. I can keep him in sight easy. Thanks, Wiggins.
And when you trail him?
I'm going to find out just who he is and why he meddled in our affairs. You fellas stay here.
That same night, the Lone Ranger rode into camp, unsaddled Silver, and joined Tonto beside their small campfire.
You see Ezra?
I had a talk with him, then rode by the Benson place. Cobb and Wiggins were with him.
What them do?
I couldn't tell what they're up to, if anything. I saw them there. Couldn't hear what they said, so I came on back. Anyhow, I'm quite certain they're not aware that Ezra's changed his plans.
How you know that?
How could they? You and Ezra and I are the only ones around here who know them. Ezra had to get authority from the governor, of course, to change his plans, but they're old friends. You can be sure the governor won't talk. Ezra feared at first the authorities at the capital wouldn't permit him to divert the water to the other side of the hills instead of to this district. But there's no real objection to that. Snake River doesn't serve this section anyhow. It won't be harmed by Ezra's plan. The irrigation will develop that section beyond the hills just as successfully as it would have here.
Not right.
It's too bad Ezra couldn't have done something to help the people he knows. I'm afraid he's too bitter now to keep to his original project, even if it were possible.
Me not blame him.
Neither do I, Kemosabe. But at least we can be sure of this.
What that?
This time, those swindlers won't get the chance to step in and benefit by the good Ezra's doing. They'll never learn what's going on until it's too late.
Not long afterward, Benson brought his horse to a sliding stop in front of his ranch house.
Oh, boy. Oh, there. Whoa.
Now stand there.
Benson, what did you learn?
Who is that masked gent?
I don't know. I couldn't find out.
And what in blazes did
you... I found out something else that's a heap more important. Cobb, listen to this.
Yes?
Ezra's going ahead with his plans for an irrigation system.
What do you want?
But he's going to send the water to the other side of the hills.
He can't.
He can. I heard the masked man talking to that engine part of his. Ezra's gone to the governor about it. He's got permission already. But the whole thing's supposed to be a secret.
Well, doggone.
He could have been tricked.
Huh?
Ezra would have gone ahead with that dam, knowing we'd think he'd decide to stick to his original plans. We would have held on to the land we bought and learned too late that it wouldn't increase $1 in value.
Well, we know better now.
What'll you do?
Sell the land again. Sell it back to fellas we bought it from.
And buy in that other section.
Right.
We'll have to be careful.
You think we'll let him find out what we're doing a second time? Like blazes we will. We've had our lesson. By thunder, I just dare that masked fella to come nosing around again. We'll take care of him for good and all.
We'll need money in a hurry. We'll have to make quick sales.
Right.
That'll mean we can't haggle. We'll have to sell back that land for whatever we're offered.
You'll have to take losses.
Losses? Who gives a hoot about that? For every dollar we lose now, we'll make 100 later on. Cobb, we got to call on them fellas we bought from first thing tomorrow.
Gosh, I don't know, fellas, if I even want to buy back. You gave me a fair price. I'm satisfied.
You have to.
Look here. You want cash. We're not going to argue. What'll you pay?
Well, if you put it like that, $2,000 maybe.
But we paid you $5,000.
I said I don't want to buy.
Shut up, Benson. $2,000 it is. It's a deal.
Oh, I tell you, gents, I wouldn't be interested at all. Me and Sophie plan to take the cash you paid us and go back east. I'm done with ranging for a spell.
We paid you $7,000. You can have your place back for half that.
Hmm? You, Dad?
We mean it. If we can make the sale at once.
Gosh. If I turned that down, I'd be daft. Sure, just get your deed ready.
There. That's that. Place is yours.
Best bargain ever made in a whole lifetime. I appreciate this, fellas.
Well, come on, Benson. We've disposed of everything.
Yeah. Yeah, bye, Sam.
Leaving already?
Well, we're busy.
We'd like to visit with you, but we can't. Benson, we'll get back to town.
Now, wait a second.
Don't go on it, Sam. We can't. We'll see you.
Oh, I don't want to visit. Just wanted you to meet some friends of mine.
Huh? What's that? Friends?
Sure, won't take but a minute. Just wait there a second. Come on in, fellas. I got my land back. They can't do nothing to spoil things now.
Good for them.
What the masked man.
Ezra. What are you two fool cats looking so surprised about? Didn't figure I was anywheres around, huh?
Well, you and your crooked partner have just finished cheating yourselves.
What are you talking about?
I'm going to build that dam and bring water right to this county exactly like I first planned. And I never figured on doing anything different.
Benson, you told me...
I heard the masked fellow himself tell Ezra's plans.
As you were meant to do.
Huh?
You saw me at your window the other night because I wanted you to. I knew you'd be curious. I knew you'd attempt to follow. That's why I rode back to camp slowly.
Why, you...
Tonto and I discussed Ezra's pretended change of plans, knowing that you'd overhear, and in your greed act upon what you heard. You stayed true to type, but this time you swindled yourself.
And so this is your fault,
Cobb. How was I to know? I heard them talking. I didn't know they led me.
You've just about ruined us. I've lost over half my money on this deal.
Wait a minute.
It's your fault. Take
that. Don't, Cobb. Please. Don't, Cobb.
Hey, get them fellas out of here before they get to busting up everything I got.
That's a picture of a couple of crooks falling out for you.
Outside. Get going. Watch Benson, Tonto. Ezra.
Yeah?
The best of luck with your plans. I know that now they'll go through.
Friend, you bet they will.
Adios.
Hey, but Ezra, you never even thanked that fella.
Thank him? Sam, I've tried that afore. And I'll tell you something. You just can't do it.
The story you have just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.